This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? Someone have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can.
The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and on Facebook Live and on Periscope. Welcome to today's show. I think I'm going to have the music come in for a second. The glorious one that got another win on SmackDown Live this week. Of course, I am Rocky. I can't wait for the new WWE 2K18 game to come out because that's going to be myself in a stable with him and a couple other people. Can't wait for that.
I'm going to come over and play that.
All right. Well, that's fine. And, of course, the man you just heard, Mr. 315. I know you got what on your other part to start before you start talking.
Because I have so much respect for this theme music right here.
I know.
What's going on?
What's going on,
Carolina?
Man?
What's going on? Chilling.
Welcome to the show today. And of course, sitting man to my left, Smoochie.
On my free Zeke campaign.
We'll find out today.
I heard a lot of people telling jokes about, pulling a little prank on Facebook. Oh, Zeke's game is reduced to one, and they said psych. So for all y'all that did that on my timeline and thought it was funny, you've been officially unfollowed and unfriended. Freezy.
Absolutely, man. And people have been mean about this Zeke thing, man. Like, I mean, talking about Josh Brown not being suspended but for one game and all these other people, man. People have been rough.
It's all right. Dallas, we're going to have a good record, man.
We'll be all right. So, all those haters, we'll probably figure it. Supposedly, there's a good chance it's going to be reduced to at least to four games. Okay.
All right.
I just, I hate the way it all went down. So, but anyway, we got a great show for you today. B3 will be here soon. NFL draft. But some news I want to talk about real fast. There was some sad news yesterday. Raleigh Massimino passed away, Villanova head coach, that led him to a national title in 1984 that beat Georgetown. How old was he?
I think he was 90.
91, I believe.
90, 91. That's life, man.
Big East coaching legend.
I'd just say coaching legend, not just Big East.
Yeah, I mean.
Dude, Ed Pinckney. I can't remember who else was on that Villanova team, but I know Ed Pinckney.
Not really no other NBA players besides. If we're looking at NBA players, Ed Pinckney's the only one.
And he was a scrub in the NBA, right?
Serviceable.
Player. Yeah. Thank you. That's a better word.
Like Zeller?
Yeah.
Zeller-like.
Do we really compare him to Cody Zeller?
No. Ed Pinckney was a monster in college.
Yeah, that's when the Big East was the Big East.
Dope. Big East was dope back then, man. I grew up on that stuff, of course, me being, Syracuse fan. Villanova, Georgetown, Syracuse, St. John's was good back then.
UConn.
It's funny? Back then, probably 84-85, UConn was still on the up and up in the Big East. Really? I don't think they were in the Big East at that time either. I don't think they had joined yet. But, yeah, man. UConn started popping off in late 80s, early 90s.
You know what, man? I remember the Big East when it was like the Georgetown, UConn, Syracuse, Louisville.
Georgetown, Syracuse was like the baby infant North Carolina Duke of the Big East.
Right.
That's true.
I was there for the 6 overtime game at the Garden.
Was it with UConn?
Yeah. I was there, man. Yeah, that's man. When you had to play D, and it was a dogfight every night, man.
He was 82.
82? God, yeah, who was 91 82. That I'm thinking about?
I know you're thinking about. Jerry Lewis was 90.
Okay, I was thinking somebody passed.
Some other sports person was
82 still a pretty long life.
No, it's a long life, man. But, you know,
real, yeah, man.
If you look at Massimil, man, I mean, he never had great teams, but they were tough. It's like you said, dogfight. Always dogfight, man. I didn't realize he went on to Nevada, Las Vegas. I remember he went to Cleveland State, but he was 856 and 481 in his career all time. So, tough, I mean, it's still a good record, man. But there's somebody else that joined us in the studio as we're talking about Raleigh Massimil. It's B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I hope I didn't.
Where you
plug
can
it.
Make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. If I plugged it again, who cares? We love
CSB. No, we
CSB.
Didn't do plugs yet.
And, of course, we're sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting Company.
We put Attitude in broadcasting.
With the new ABC.
Oh, you don't do that?
I guess, yeah.
All right, that's fine.
I got to find a line in this plug.
There you go. The big smile, man. That's all you need. Put the big smile on it. But B3's here. We were talking about Raleigh Massimil passing away yesterday at age 82.
I saw that. And then Jed Heathcote.
Yes.
Well.
That was the other one.
That was the – I knew there was another
one. That was the 91. Was he 91?
He was
90.
He was 90. He was 90. I mean, these guys had long lives.
That's who
so,
I, was. That's
know,
I knew it was another one. Yeah. I
rest
agree.
In peace. You know, hate for the loss. But 82 and 90 years old, y'all been around plenty. It's y'all good.
Favorite – since you're East, big East guy, favorite Massimil moment.
Oh, when they upset Georgetown in 84. Yeah.
Is that everybody's upset? Yeah,
that's probably everyone's.
I mean, he wouldn't be on the map if they did not beat Patrick Ewing and Georgetown that year.
But we were talking about before show, man. That Georgetown team should have won 3 titles in the 80s.
Patrick Ewing was
I mean, because North Carolina hit the game-winning shot. All right. Then you have Villanova. They won the one title. But Villanova and North Carolina, they should have won those games. I mean, if it wasn't for big shots.
It's tough, man. It's tough to win the NCAA
it's
tournament.
Tough,
you see it every year.
It's really tough. People remember George Thompson, and I'm not taking anything away from George Thompson before I get crucified, but he was a great mentor. People love him for what he did to guys off the court and the standard. As far as games is concerned,
he won a lot of games.
He won a lot of games, but did they –
John Thompson?
Yeah, like did they translate over to championships?
Yeah, like I said, one and two possibles because, I mean
– Well, he should have won three with that Patrick Ewing team, man.
Right, and then the two that he lost, it took unbelievable things to happen in that.
Because Sleepy Floyd was unreal at Georgetown at that time.
It took the Jordan shot, and the Jordan shot really didn't win the game.
No, it didn't.
They won the game, but they still had time. But what's his name came down and passed the ball right to James Worthy. then James Worthy ran the clock out.
But they could say the same thing about that Carolina team because that Carolina team was loaded as well in the 80s.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about Georgetown, though. That Carolina team was loaded, but man, that Georgetown team, people forget how great. Yeah. Patrick Ewing was during that time.
And Reggie.
Think about if he won two more national titles.
Yeah. Sleepy Floyd was on that team. Reggie Williams.
David Wingate. No, he was the
later. They were later. Him and Reggie Williams were later.
Unfortunately, all of these programs can't be like Duke University all the time. You know what I mean?
We ain't talking about Duke today. As you can tell in the room, it's NC State Day.
Fluke all right. Duke. All right.
And we ain't talking about Duke.
Kristen Lander, Bobby Hurley.
Well, we got to talk about Duke right now. I mean, you know, NC State.
No fluke.
There's a lot of hope going on at NC State this year. We got a big game this weekend.
Starts
You're talking
Saturday.
About Duke.
I got to give a Duke plug. Shout out Duke University.
You can talk about Duke come December. All right? Until then,
If we're doing that, shout out Syracuse University, baby.
For what?
Just for nothing.
Do y'all still have a football team?
Yeah, we do. It stink.
What conference y'all in?
I don't Big East, I guess.
No, they're the ACC.
Are they? I thought they're the ACC.
Of course,
they're AAC, right? AAC, yeah, right? AAC. All American Conference.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible football.
They would actually probably win games if they were in that conference football.
The Sunset, the Sunrise.
Because they're not winning in the ACC. Because that belongs to Florida State.
Oh God, here we go. How can you do that? I don't understand how you go from Syracuse to Florida State.
I just always loved Deion Sanders. He was like always my favorite player.
I mean, prime time made you cheer for the team he was on.
So
I was like, who is this dude?
Listen, I never understand this. If you're a college football fan of a basketball team, how can you be a fan of their different football team?
Oh, easy.
How?
Easy. Same way Drake is a fan of
everybody.
Toronto and whoever's winning.
Yep.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's like the biggest bandwagon celebrity there is.
So you don't care about Syracuse football.
Syracuse football, no.
Syracuse basketball, right?
Basketball.
Florida State.
Same way I don't care about Duke football.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on. Duke football. I believe red and black, man. Red and black.
That's right. Yeah, because you have both in.
Yeah, I'm staying with State on everything. I mean, if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose together.
I'll cheer for Syracuse lacrosse before football.
I like whatever school that's going to give me free gear.
the AAU approach. I got you.
I'm an AAU right. product, man.
I get it.
All
right.
We're all about the free gear, the free wear.
Sure.
Put it on.
I know I do.
Shirt, shoes, shorts.
Rest in peace to definitely those two coaches. But rest in peace to y'all's NFL fantasy team on CSB. Just go ahead and point it out.
What? I am just deep, go ahead and line it up. My running back situation is lovely. And when Doug Martin comes back, man, I'm going to have multiple running backs.
Your running backs, dude, I'm stacked. What are you talking about? Mark Ingram, Lamar Miller, Danny Woodhead, Dante Foreman, Jeremy Hill, and Jonathan Stewart. I'm good. Okay. I still got Jonathan Stewart still starting in Carolina last time I checked.
But when Stu gets hurt and Christian McCaffrey comes in, he's lighting up the world.
Who's going to get hurt, too?
He ain't going to get hurt.
He's due for a four-game vacation.
McCaffrey? Yeah.
No. I'm Stewart. Stewart.
We know he's going.
You know what? But I got the plug-ins during that time. Nobody's talking about Lamar Miller this year. I think he's going to have a huge year, man.
We'll see. I mean, Lamar Miller had, 300-plus touches last year, so he's going to get the rock.
Right. He was injured because Alfred Blue played a lot last
year. Yeah, it's a funky situation with that, Houston, because Alfred Blue will get you, do good for 2-3 games. Then Lamar Miller, 2-3 games.
You just got to know when to play when.
Yeah.
And I got the best defense, I think, in the league. So,
I got the best defense
Jaguars.
Week one.
I got Jaguars.
You got Jaguars?
I got the Bills against the Jets week one. That's a win.
Yeah, you stuck to your philosophy. You know what I hated about this draft? Everybody started getting defenses in like the 8th round. I was like, will y'all stop? Because I don't want to draft a defense yet.
Yeah, man.
I actually drafted 2 kickers, though. So me too. That was a new one for me.
Why?
Because Mason Crosby and Will Lutz play for the two of the highest power offenses in the league. So they're going to get points.
I got the best kicker in the league, it said, anyway.
Damn,
Forbath.
Forbath.
Because he's going to kick a lot of field goals.
I got a good kicker. He's right here from Carolina, Graham Cano.
Oh, woo! Who might not start? Who might not play?
He's going to start. He's definitely going to start.
Janikowski.
So how, Mr. 315, your first draft ever, your NFL draft ever, you want to talk about your experience?
It was fun, man. I had a ball. It felt like a GM in a war room.
I told you that's how it feels, right?
That's how it felt. You know, as everyone's making their picks, you're looking – then looking up, making sure you got time. I mean, it was dope. I loved it, man.
The pick that you wanted most.
The pick that I wanted.
The pick that you needed. You almost had it, and some rat.
the Roethlisberger pick you took from me. Yeah, that one. I couldn't believe he stole the board at that time, and in a second he was gone.
I'm surprised nobody went over there and drafted the Rams. The Rams defense.
Rams do have a top 10 defense.
They do have a defense.
I thought about it.
They do. I really thought about it, too. I did, too.
I thought about it. But, man, I looked at the Jaguars' defense, and I just – playing in that bad conference, I think their defense will do really well.
Look, man.
We'll see.
I got a Super Bowl contending defense in the Patriots.
Dave, you did good on that one.
So, you know.
But we know at the end of the day, defenses ain't going to win your fantasy league. Your offensive players got to show up.
Yeah. Look, man, if Dak can just week to week give me a couple rushing yards, throw two touchdowns per week. I'm good with that. No picks.
Yeah, but looking at – well, we already had people drop – somebody got Spencer Ware, I forgot. And somebody dropped Houston Texans defense. All right, well, there you go. There's another defense for you to add if you need to. But looking at the draft, man, right, that's a good question. Who was – I was going to try to see the recap to see who somebody took. I got the most heat, I think, when I took Dez with the fifth pick over Beckham Jr. But, dude, I wasn't going to draft Beckham yet. I knew if I didn't get Dez when I did, I wasn't going to get him later. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go ahead and throw out the window now. And I think Dez is going to have a big year. We'll see. Just hope Keenan Allen stays healthy.
Man, that's the question for everybody who drafted Keenan Allen. Is he going to stay?
Yeah, hey, look. He was there. I looked at him and I said, might fall down going to the game, injure his big toe, done for the season. I'm picking Brandon Marshall. And that was a reach. I got a lot of flack for that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I get a lot of flack for that.
No, it's like, what did he give you, B3, for record and grade?
They gave me a 500 record and like a C. Because I just grabbed depth, lots of depth.
Oh, what, you got a C with a 500 record? Mm-hmm. I got a 3-10 record with a B. That just goes to show you.
No, that means your intentions were good. The matchups are bad.
Well, that's kind of what they were saying about my wide receivers. Because that's what they got me on my wide receivers. So
you need a wide receiver, my man.
We can work something out.
Will and deal. All right.
Go ahead.
Because you look like you might need a Ben Roethlisberger over there.
Actually, I like my quarterbacks. I like Carr, and I like the rookie who I'm going to be careful with.
Who?
Bring him along slowly.
Kizer.
Did you see
you
what
look like you need
playing?
A Ben Roethlisberger over there.
It looked like he was a Roethlisberger.
He was there, man. I wanted him. He was there.
We'll figure it out, man. What's your team name, man? Let me do my Belichick right quick.
Bears 315.
Oh, man.
What week? Let's see here.
Like, he got a Brown. He drafted a Bear. Did you draft the Jet?
No.
Oh, no. That's what I was. That's no. You would have drafted the Jet.
He was drafted a Packer. He was about, like, you was about to miss the pick.
I'm like.
All right. So the bye week.
Cobb, Reggie Cobb, man.
So your bye week. Uh-huh. For Carr is week 10.
Okay, who's Kizer?
Cleveland plays at Detroit at the Lions.
I like that.
All right, that's your matchup.
I like it.
I can't wait to see that. That's
going to
be fun, man.
Three picks. Like
oh, come on in.
Oh, we got more?
Come on in.
Oh, my gosh. If you want to come in, you better come in. Your pick was wrong.
Oh, we got to talk about that fight. Oh, we got to talk. We got to talk about that fight.
Listen. Your pick. Hey, who was the closest in the room that picked the fight? That would be me. I say round 10, TKO.
What round did I say?
Oh, no, I said 9. I said 9.
I said it was going the distance in the decision.
No, I said 8.
I said 9.
Yep, I said 8.
Can I defend myself here?
Sure, you can,
knock yourself
man.
Out.
Okay. Connor put on a great fight. Anybody that says any different is wrong. Everybody in this room didn't think he would win more than 2 rounds. And he won. I had him winning 5 out of 4 going into the 9th round.
I said that he would have to win the first 3 rounds, which he did.
He won the first 4.
But the thing with, and this is almost every Floyd kind of studies you the first 3 rounds.
Right. And lets you bring it to
him. And on top of that, this is a 40-year-old boxer who hadn't boxed in 2 years.
But if you heard interviews with Floyd after, Floyd said, he said, I wanted to turn it on sooner, but I couldn't because he was a much better boxer than I thought. Floyd wanted to come at him sooner, but he couldn't. Connor, and never in a million years would I have thought it ended the way it did in a TKO. Connor just got gassed.
Yes, he did round 6.
He was gassed round 4.
That's what we've seen him do in the UFC.
He started letting his guard down around. Yeah. He started letting his guard down around 4. And like, then
Floyd just teed off on him. But now, if you go back and look at the judges' cards, they gave Connor 1 round. The boxing judges gave him 1 round. Anybody else would have told you he won at least 4. There was a couple that said he squeaked out round 8. And then 9 is when the wheels fell off of it. But You, man, I hate it for Connor. I was pulling for him.
He still won.
He looked better. He won anyway.
He still won. He still won.
I mean, he's still going to the bank with a $100 million check, so he definitely still won. But at the same time, it's like all these boxing heads and all these people said he didn't have a shot. It was going to be some spectacle. It wasn't even going to be close.
I thought it was when the fight first
when he caught Floyd with that uppercut in the first round. Now, it didn't wobble Floyd, but you were like, damn, he just caught Floyd flush.
My thing is, I just felt watching that fight that Floyd was never threatened. I just felt he was never threatened. Out of the 111 shots.
It was a perfect example. I'm sorry. Who was said the other day? Michael Rappaport. Uh-huh. Actually said something smart. 111 punches landed.
Yep.
Non-threatening.
Yep. All non-threatening.
Punches.
Non-threatening
Not
punches.
One was threatening.
Not one. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
If you go back and look at it, Connor, the way he was throwing his punches, he wasn't getting any of his power in them. He couldn't figure out how to – he could throw the jab, right, and he could throw the hook, and he could throw the uppercut, but he couldn't get his legs underneath it. Right. So, and Floyd's got a chin. You know, Floyd's taken some shots, but once when that uppercut landed flush and Floyd kept moving forward, I was like, that was your shot to do it, it didn't do anything. So
there's two winners in this room. We didn't pay a damn dime for the fight.
No, either.
I'm just saying.
Did you hear?
Right. No, I didn't either.
I told you Saturday night, I was going to watch it on YouTube Sunday morning after I got off work. That's exactly what
I went on my Facebook timeline. It was about 10 people streaming, so I stopped at one guy. It kept stopping and buffering. Right. So I went to another guy where he was watching it at home.
Thank God for internet.
Watching it at home by himself with the music on.
Wow.
And it was clear as day. And I'm just laying in my bed just like this.
Did you hear about the illegal, how many people illegal? Yeah,
3 million people, and I'm one of them. Guilty.
It, like
that they know of.
That they know of.
I think, no, I heard yesterday almost there was 100 million illegal streams of that fight.
Yep.
Can you imagine? I mean, and it still broke the numbers for pay-per-view.
Yep.
You can't do anything about it, though. I mean, you know.
Don't hate the player.
It's today's times. Everything is social media.
Listen, live streaming is the new bootleg.
Wait, here's the thing. And to the defense, I was disappointed for free.
That was a good fight. That was a much better fight than I thought.
It was,
everybody said that.
That was a much better fight than I thought it
was
going to be.
It was exactly what I thought it would be because I knew Connor had a really good boxing style and I knew he would throw Floyd off. I knew he would win some rounds. The only thing I thought for sure, if it ended in a knockout or TKO, Connor would have done it. I figured if it was any other way, it would have gone to decision. But it's a testament to Floyd. But also, I think people now think, damn, you know, Connor could box again professionally if
he
wanted to.
Time out. Yeah. Time out. Let's stop for a minute. He would not last 3 rounds for Andre Ward.
Or Triple G.
Or Triple G.
Or Canelo.
He wouldn't fight anybody like that, though. That's
that's only a fight he could do if he was boxing.
Yeah. He could fight Paulie Malignaggi.
That would be entertaining.
We already seen what happened in the spar.
He'd probably win that fight because Paulie Malignaggi. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about.
Fight a bum?
Well, no, he's not. After fighting Floyd Mayweather, he's not going to go fight Triple G or somebody where he's only going to make $20 million.
I agree.
You know,
he knocked out. He couldn't.
The money's not there.
No, and that's what, you know, everybody says, well, the money's in boxing rather than MMA. Well, when you're fighting Floyd Mayweather, the money's there. When you're fighting Canelo or Triple G or something, you're making not even close to that. But I'm advocating for Connor Diaz 3 at the end of the year.
So that's why everybody's saying down
that's
here.
That's what I'm wanting.
Do you might really? As well.
At 155.
Does anybody want to see him box again?
No.
I would. No, that was it. That
I
was
watch him box again.
That's it for me.
We're good.
I was the best boxer ever, and he went 10 rounds with
I want to see Jermell Charlo and Keith Thurman or Errol Spence and Bud Crawford or something.
Right. I want to see Amir Khan get back in it, man.
Man, did you not see Amir Khan get destroyed?
Yeah, man.
not too recently.
Is anybody watching Canelo Triple G?
I am. Yeah, hell yes.
That's gonna be
a good fight.
That's gonna be a war.
Is that $159.99?
Nah,
I don't know.
Probably $79.95.
Free? Yeah, it's probably
$99. Got you for free.
I'll tell you the price. It starts with an F.
If it's $59.99, I might watch it.
It's gonna be a good fight.
And it's
or I might go Periscope again.
Two guys with
I do want to see that one.
I know a place where it's F R E E.
I do want to see that one. What?
You guys kill me on the free stuff.
The free 99?
I want to see it for real. I don't have to worry about it cutting out on me. Or
he watched it clear as day.
Clear as day. I was just like this.
In a different language.
And the dude was smart, too, because I think in the middle of the fourth round, he took his phone or camera or whatever and turned it to the wall.
Do you know what his name is?
And all the people were coming like, wait, what's going on? What's going on? But it was smart because he did it so Facebook wouldn't shut it down.
Yeah. It shut you down.
It was so smart. I'm not going to. Oh, he was the real MVP.
I had people come over to the house.
That's the best part.
I had people come over to the house. And then after that, you know. A lot of people at my house couldn't understand Portuguese. Shout out to all my Portuguese fans out there. But there were undercards.
Hey, is anybody
I told you to put subtitles on.
Is anybody gonna buy the Notorious whiskey when it comes out that Connor was advocating?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll buy that. I love some whiskey, man. Already, I got to buy some whiskey.
You see the video of his sister and dancing in Vegas? She was so happy. She's like, my brother just made $100 million.
Yeah, him too. He was there, yeah. $100 million.
But yeah, hey, and he could be on the chin after.
And it could be more. And it could be more when the final number comes out.
Yeah, once everything kind of
settles. Because Floyd will probably be up to 400 by the time the final numbers come out.
Hey, but Connor took it on the chin after. He was humble about it, I think.
He kind of
I made you dance like a Mexican.
Yeah, it was some backhanded compliments here and there, but you know.
The post-fight interview was very good. Listen. Not many times has that man had to sit up there and take licks for losing. So I imagine it's not the easiest thing ever.
I commend it. That it was a great sparring match.
Come on.
You know, it was great. He took it on the chin, just like the guy, the 12-year-old I beat at Madden. He's standing there. He takes it on the chin after I win.
Then I heard Floyd, through his whole training, never sparred. That was another thing.
He didn't need to.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He was at the Big Three championship game courtside having a drink.
He was at the dapping strip club up before,
Allen Iverson.
And after?
Yeah.
Eating Burger King.
Collections. Disappointed.
What?
And everybody at this table. You guys.
What?
You guys are throwing my man under the bus.
No, we're not throwing Connor under the bus. Nobody expected Connor to win that fight in a boxing ring against one of the greatest of all time. Nobody expected that.
He did look better than we thought.
Yeah.
But we all knew at
the table. No, I knew Connor was going to have a good showing for himself.
But no, we all kind of knew he was going to have a good showing because that's the way Floyd is. He sits back and lets you wear yourself out.
And Connor is a professional fighter at the end of the day.
I had to give Floyd a lot of credit because he talked all that about, I'm going to come forward this fight. I got to make it up for Pacquiao. He did that.
He came forward the whole fight. I'm like,
he went to him.
He did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Name another fight in Floyd's other 49 fights that you were like, wow, this is entertaining.
That's
the only one.
That's why I was so disappointed. Because if this was a Pacquiao fight, 5 years, half the stuff Floyd did to McConnor, he would not have even done to a pass done Sugar Shane Mosley.
I agree. The reason he could do that in this fight is because he's fighting a guy that's not a boxer.
But he's more technical with the real boxers.
Right.
Exactly.
He could try new stuff out with Connor.
He experimented pretty well. Right. He was kind of was like his little guinea pig.
I mean, this was, say what you want, Thunder Lips against Rocky. It was.
Gorilla Monsoon against Ali.
Right.
And if you hear Floyd talk post-fight, he said that was our plan. He's like, we wanted to get Connor to the 25-minute mark, let him throw his shots, because he's never gone over 25 minutes.
Right.
And, like, almost to the second,
no, he went
past 25
He went
minutes.
28 in that fight. His longest in UFC, 25. UFC was 25.
Yep. And, but he was wore out after the third.
They said, like, right at the 25-minute mark, 25, 26, is when his hands dropped. He was just trying to get out of the way.
Yeah,
And all the hate and stuff, seriously, I was in bed at 11 o'clock, so I didn't see the fight until the next day. So
really?
You got to be kidding.
Because I took a nap. I went to bed. I actually went to sleep about 9 o'clock.
I'm old, man. I had to get to bed before it started.
And then the power went out.
Listen, we're the same age. I took a nap and woke up to watch the fight.
It's not like you can't watch it again.
The other fights, it showed me clearly why the UFC is so popular compared to boxing now, because you watch those prelim fights and you're like, damn, are these over yet? Like, please get me to the main event.
Now, that second prelim fight, that was awesome, yeah, man. That 147 fight, them boys were throwing bombs at each other.
But what sucked about that fight is it wasn't for the belt like it should have been because the Davis kid, Floyd's protege, missed weight by 2 pounds.
Titles don't mean nothing if they throwing big bombs at each other trying to kill each other.
And he knocked him out with a dirty punch. Hit him in the back of the head.
It was entertaining at my house because it was in Portuguese.
That's what I was getting ready to say. The real winner of this night had to be Smoochy for watching it in Portuguese.
You watched it? Wow. Wow.
Not only did we watch it in Portuguese, but after this started tripping and people did pay at, you know, came to my establishment to pay. Had to start watching.
He
charged people?
Yeah.
He charged people to watch it on Periscope.
You can't put your butt on my couch
in Portuguese.
Yeah, you know, people started watching it on Periscope. I was like, hey, wait, look, everybody, we can watch this on Periscope. Well, I should get my money back.
Yeah.
But you're using my Wi-Fi.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's a straight hustle is what that was.
No, no, it is a savvy business move.
Hey, Mayweather's been doing it for 30 years. Why can't we do it?
Hey, I actually have to go back to class today. All right. But, but you have Demetrius Johnson fighting in about 2 weeks. To
you know what this is?
Break the record for title defenses.
This is McGregor's end of the road.
I gotta get out of here.
He might be saying that to Dana White
when we're talking about Conor and Diaz 3.
No, it should
at 155 at the end of that.
Yeah, yeah. Conor. Right. Now that's
what I'm waiting for, right? Now. That is what I'm waiting for.
If Conor fights, I expect him to fight. At least one more time, possibly two, and then he's probably sailing out of here.
It depends on who
he's made his money.
He's good.
It depends who comes along.
He doesn't have to take that anymore.
I mean, if there's somebody else that comes in UFC, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to end up like Chuck Liddell.
What? Or what are you talking about?
Or Floyd Mayweather Sr.
Chuck Liddell. Uh-huh. Last time I saw him, was doing just fine. Walking, going to the event with beautiful women and everything else. He was doing good.
How about Floyd Sr.? You don't want to end up like that either.
If there's somebody that comes to
subtitles,
if there's somebody UFC that comes along that will draw money with Conor, he'll fight. It doesn't matter when.
That's true.
I mean, if there's somebody else that I don't know. Yeah, I think the perfect example Conor should do. He should go ahead and go on tour and do these experiments against great people. So, Michael Phelps has already challenged him to do a swimming competition against him. Yeah. Why not?
Now we're just getting.
He's just an entertainer now.
Why not just have him be an entertainer?
And you heard he wants to do a 3-point shootout with Steph Curry.
Right. Usain Bolt. Let him train for 6 months. Usain Bolt. I mean, I'm just saying. You know?
Listen, this man is a decorated fighter that has made history, and you guys wanted to go out there and look like a complete idiot.
He's already done it.
I have a good shot of beating Michael Phelps or beating Steph Curry in a 3-point contest, and Conor McGregor does.
That's not true.
Well, here's the thing about it. He wants to do it for millions.
Right. Do you think Conor McGregor has ever shot a basketball?
Hell no!
With a gun? Probably.
Hell no! I don't even think he knows what a basketball looks like.
His jump shot would be the ugliest.
But think about how much people would pay. Would you not pay $100 to see Michael Phelps against him?
I would love to stream it for free.
If it was a 100-meter swim and he gave Conor McGregor a 50-meter head start.
What about Kentucky Derby? Would you not want to see him running against horses?
I would love to stream it for free.
Ocho Cinco tried that. Nobody watched.
You guys are killing me. You're trying to destroy my man here.
We're not trying to destroy him. I'm trying to help him make a second career. Think about all the things he could do.
He's got a second career.
Where? Painting?
He going to be selling guns. You see all the guns that man owns?
He really
does. No. He made $100 million. He's made all the money he needs. Now he just goes and tours the world against other people.
Diaz one more time, and that's it for him.
Go Diaz. I still think he goes on tour.
You fight Diaz for the 155-pound belt because Conor's got it.
And he's going to WWE after that.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a very good possibility.
I think so, man.
Very good possibility.
Do that.
All right, you guys take it easy.
All right, man. Take it easy, man.
Thank you so much,
Hayden. I don't know, but Connor only gets up to about 170 pounds. Do they have a 170-pound division in WWE?
Yeah, it's called Cruiserweight.
Cruiserweight.
Yeah, think about him and Enzo.
Him and Enzo. Enzo weighs about 205, though.
Yeah, Enzo's horrible.
The most useless. I don't know if Connor could get up to 205, man.
He's going to be on 205 listen, live.
I still think he should do the Battle of the Stars. Let him go battle other
people. Let him
people.
Go dance with the stars.
He'll do that too.
I watch that too. I'd watch that too.
No, tell me you wouldn't watch him go race Usain Bolt. Give him like a three-quarter start.
And I will give him a five-lap start. Conor McGregor can go do whatever he wants
and
to.
And Usain Bolt can run backwards. There you go. All right. Make him run one leg.
Go run for president of Ireland. All right. I think he could win that.
Well, seriously, we are going to the end of the road on this first segment. Since we didn't get any hot sauce when we come back, we will get into hot sauce. A lot of the Hurricane Harvey, Mayweather, we'll talk about it for a second. NBA 2K, there's a couple stories. And finally, the Kyrie IT trade is complete, and we'll talk about that. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.